This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're here today at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, and we're going to talk with the Illinois Farm Bureau President, Rich Gieber. And Rich, you are from not too far away of our neck of the woods, from down in Randolph County in Ellis Grove area. Could you tell us a little bit about your farming operation at home?
Well, I farm with my son, who pretty much runs the day-to-day operations for the most part. And when I am home, he tells me where to go and what to do. But we raise mainly corn, wheat, and soybeans and double crop beans on our farm. We farm about half in the Mississippi River bottoms, and then the rest is up what we call the hills. And this year, we've really seen some real challenges. The corn went in really well. Beans, it was a struggle. Wheat harvest was a struggle in trying to get double crop beans. And right now we're seeing weed pressure starting to pop out all over the place. And it's not only in our fields, but as I travel the highways and the back roads of Illinois, everybody's got the same issues, I think.
Yes, we've seen that in our area as well, but you know that because you drive past us on your way to Bloomington several times a week. So as president of Illinois Farm Bureau, I know you have a lot on your plate and there's a lot of priority issues right now, but could you touch on some of the big hitters for the rest of the 2015 year and going into 2016?
Of course, you know, and probably besides the government overreach and all the bills that we work on in Springfield and Washington, D.C., Our big kickoff here today at the Farm Progress Show is starting our 100th year celebration for our anniversary that really is going to be kicked off at the annual meeting in December in Chicago, as well as our real birthday party is going to be January 26th on our campus in Bloomington. And then we're going to open the time capsule in July and invite all our members in again, that they can see what our forefathers put in that time capsule, and then what we're going to put in a time capsule for years to come.
Excellent. Well, that certainly sounds like some exciting events coming up. 100 years is definitely something to celebrate. As we know, Illinois Farm Bureau plays a very big role with farmers in Illinois, largest membership organization. Do you have any other final thoughts for our farmers or listeners today?
Well, right. And as a part of our 100-year celebration, we thought this would be a unique, we should take a unique opportunity to look into the future. How do we want to position the county farm bureaus or Illinois Farm Bureau? How can we best serve our membership in the years to come? How do we attract more members? How do we engage our members? Or how do we attract young leaders to be a part of this organization, which is really important. And we're having those discussions with the county and with our membership and even non-members of what do you want to see? How can we better inform you? As a declining population of farmers, we really all need to be engaged and involved, whether it's on a legislative issue in Springfield or Washington, D.C., are here on our own farms to get our points of view across. We've seen government overreach from Washington, D.C., particularly with WOTUS, Waters of the U.S., and with the new strategy here in Illinois, the nutrient loss strategy. Our members need to be informed, need to be a part of that as we go forward in not only the days ahead, but years to come.
Yes, and I think we all can agree that's a very important issue, and it's awesome to hear that Illinois Farm Bureau is focusing on that. Any other final thoughts today, Rich, for our listeners?
Well, I just thank you for your membership. We appreciate it. Look forward to visiting and with each and every one of you, or as many of you as I can over the years. And hang in there. We'll make it.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.
We're here today at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, and I have ran into a couple local people, and we have Jim Miller, who's from Nokomis, and Jim Keller from also from Nokomis. And Jim, we're going to hear from Jim Miller today, and he works for the Security National Bank. How are you doing, Jim?
Just fine. I think we're just trying to stay cool here and hydrated, trying to find as many air-conditioned tents as we can, and drink a lot of bottled water and stuff too.
So what have you seen so far today that you really thought was neat, or have you just been taking it all in?
We've been trying to take it all in. So we got a bus trip up here today that Security National Bank and First National Bank in Nokomis we worked together on a trip every year to the Farm Progress Show, and we had 44 people on a bus today, and we left Oklahoma about 6:30, and we got here 8 o'clock, and planning on leaving about 4 o'clock for people to go back home, and I think everybody's probably excited about seeing all the new things. It's not raining today. That's one good thing.
No, we lucked out. It's not raining. It is very hot, but I've got you guys in the media tent, so we cooled off for a minute. Anything else you'd like our listeners to hear from you guys today?
Well, I think we're talking about seeing kind of how the crops and different things are, you know, and different a lot of different things that are out there. I think everybody's big concern probably is how the crops are going to be and how what the effect the markets have on that. You know, I think we're probably going to, when everybody gets in the field, I think everybody's going to see what exactly is out there. And like I told Katie, I'm glad that it wasn't this hot last Thursday when we were all out looking in cornfields for the Montgomery County survey.
Yes, we sure lucked out. It was a lot cooler. And our yield survey, as I've mentioned before, for the county average was 166.9, and then a lot of variance throughout the townships. So that was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I got to take part with you guys, and glad to see you here today in Decatur, and hope you have a good rest of the day.